This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday in New York, the 2013 NFL Draft began with the choice of Central Michigan offensive tackle Eric Fisher by the Kansas City Chiefs. For football fans, that was a big deal. But technology fans had to wait a bit for the most significant pick of the night.
With the 18th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Eric Reed, defensive back, LSU.
The defending NFC champs have reinvented their approach to the draft thanks to a partnership with an international business software company. Only a Game's Doug Trabu reports.
Preparing for the NFL draft is complicated business. There are game statistics, workout results, combine evaluations. It's a job filled with hard figures and hunches. In short, scouts collect a lot of information and a lot of paper.
And I played in college, and when the scouts came to look at us, they had their binders and they had their stopwatch and they'd write all their stuff down. And then when they got back to maybe headquarters, they'd finally find a way to put it in a binder.
Mike Marini is the senior vice president and general manager for SAP. The company develops business application software for more than 230,000 clients worldwide. Last month at the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference in Boston, SAP unveiled its new NFL scouting application. The San Francisco 49ers are the first team to use it.
The vision is these scouts are going to be working on an iPad. They enter the information once and it's in, and they instantaneously have access to it. And if they've got other scouts like them that they compare notes with, they can share the information much easier.
The system runs on SAP's High Performance Analytic Appliance, or HANA. In layman's terms, it allows for nearly instantaneous sorting of mounds of data. Senior Director of Product Management Sammy Munir gave me a demonstration. He says the Niners can input information from scouts and other sources, then the program prioritizes it.
All of that logic is embedded in here, so you don't care about, okay, which paper do I need to see at any given point of time, because that's how they would analyze. Right now it's like, okay, I'm looking at this, I know this, that's the latest and greatest and most pertinent.
49ers COO Parag Marate says piling up information is easy, but the challenge is making it user-friendly for coaches and general managers.
And that's something that's sort of overlooked. People want to get reams of data and put together like this really robust analysis, but you know what? If it's not communicated, it's not simple and clear, it's not going to be used.
If scouting is like poring over a massive menu at a restaurant, draft night is placing an order, and a lot of teams learn the kitchen just ran out of their first choices. This week, the 49ers have ditched the traditional whiteboard for a digital automated draft board. Munir says SAP's software provides real-time assessments of other teams' needs and San Francisco's options.
Does our simulation make sense in the context of that team's roster, that team's depth charts, in the context of that team's salary cap? Will they be able to afford this kind of players, or are they going to make a different trade? Are they going to make a different pick? That kind of real-time simulation is a real beauty of this virtual draft board. Otherwise, what you have is these big magnets.
Analytics extend into the stands, too. The Niners are preparing to open a brand new, high-tech, $1.2 billion stadium in Santa Clara in 2014. SAP is developing analytics from the information the franchise gathers from fans. Marate says teams currently take a blanket approach to customer service.
Nobody does it based on a season ticket holder's in-game preference. What are they hungry for? Who do they just want to watch a replay of? Who's their kid's favorite player that they might want to buy a jersey for their kid? Where are they parked? And how do we help them get to their car?
While SAP is working with private NFL data, it's also helping the NBA make in-depth stats more public. In February, the league launched NBA.com/stats. The website's features include every box score dating back to 1946. League Vice President of Operations and Technology Steve Helmuth says fans now have access to high-level stats to settle their debates.
Coach, you're not starting the right people at the right time. Now they can actually go in, find the data, slice and dice it, tweet it, email it, post it on their Facebook, and show why.
There are a lot of people checking out NBA statistics online, and right now, back at my desk at Only a Game, I'm one of them. I'm looking at the page for LA Clippers guard Chris Paul. When I click on shot charts, I can see half of an NBA court. It's all color-coded, green, yellow, and red, and I can see that Chris Paul has taken more three-pointers from straight on than anywhere else on the floor, but he's also well below the NBA average at that spot. He's much better to his right or left.
My mission is different than theirs. I mean, my mission is just to win.
Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey loves combing through data and numbers, but Morey is not excited to see more information about his players out in the open.
But for the NBA, I mean, I think it's smart. I mean, you get fans engaged. I think crowdsourcing, that kind of stuff is very smart for them.
But he admits the Rockets do quite a bit of high-tech data gathering that won't turn up in a Google search.
I don't want to tell you too much, but we definitely are tracking our players constantly. Heart rate, speed, acceleration, movement, practice, and in the game using overhead cameras. And, you know, we feel like it's another data stream that helps us make good decisions.
SAP's Mike Marini says the company hopes to work with data-driven teams like the Rockets soon.
Because if you think about the NFL, you've got really one feeder channel, it's college. So there's statistics coming out of the NCAA. But if you think more about like the NHL, they're feeding from the junior programs, from college globally, because it's a global sport, all of Europe and Eastern Europe. So there's a huge need. So you'll see us target the NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA.
If the idea catches on, it could be a blow to the three-hole punch. Binders beware. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.